Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for November 19th to the 25th, 2016. This week, a Palestinian child and a man were killed by Israeli troops in separate attacks in the West Bank. Meanwhile, the Israeli government approves hundreds of new homes in illegal settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. In Kfar Kaddoum, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. While Trump's speak of peace between the Palestinians and Israelis, Israeli authorities approves the construction of 500 new settlement units. IMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
Shortly after being elected, President Donald Trump has expressed his hope to make peace between the Palestinians and Israelis, yet the Israeli government rushed to approve the construction of 500 new settlements units and revealed intent to build more than 30,000 others in a number of West Bank settlements. Before his election, Trump stated that he supported a settlement expansion and that he will move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, making it the undivided capital of Israel. IMC has reported in July 2015 that Jason Greenblatt, an executive at the Trump Organization and an advisor on Israel to Trump, said that Mr. Trump does not view the settlements as an obstacle for peace. I think he would show Gaza as a proof of that, end quote. On his part, Dr. Saab Erekat, chief Palestinian negotiator, expressed his belief that the election of Trump has emboldened the racists in Israel and they are not worried about openly talking about the deletion of the two-state solution as an option. After the election, Israeli Minister of Education Naftali Bennett said it was an opportunity for Israel to immediately retract the notion of a Palestinian state in the center of the country, and he signaled that an era of a Palestinian state is over, end quote. In the meantime, the boycott, divestment and sanction campaign continued to win more people on its side. In Norway, elected representatives in Trondheim, Norway's third largest city, have voted to boycott goods and services from Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Trondheim City's council has also called on the Norwegian National Parliament to take similar decision and urged the city's residents to shun goods from Israeli settlements. The Trondheim decision has been hailed as a victory for the Palestinian-led movement for boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, against Israel. Karin Jensen, chair of the Palestinian Committee of Norway, said in this regard, although this is limited to the occupied territories, it is an important step forward for the BDS movement in Norway. End quote. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
A child and a man were killed this week by Israeli gunfire in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Israeli Navy continues to attack Gaza fishermen. IMEMC's Mashd Bajali reports.
Mahmoud Zidane, 15, was shot and killed on Friday afternoon by Israeli soldiers manning a checkpoint at the entrance of Shafat refugee camp in Jerusalem. Soldiers claimed that he had a knife while crossing the checkpoint. Israeli soldiers closed the area and did not allow Palestinians in or out of the refugee camp, local sources reported. Also this week, Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Tuesday morning Ziad Khalil, 40, at Kalandia Terminal north of occupied East Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses said he bled to death after the soldiers prevented Palestinian medics from approaching him. The soldiers claimed that he tried to stab them. A statistic prepared by the Jerusalem Institute for Israeli and Palestinian Affairs has shown that the number of Palestinians who have been killed since the start of the Al-Quds Intifada, Jerusalem Uprising, which broke out in October of 2015, has now reached 265. Also on Tuesday, Israeli settlers set fire to a Palestinian-owned home in Gatta near Hebron in southern West Bank. The house was damaged, but no one was injured. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Monday a Palestinian worker east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem as he was trying to enter Jerusalem for work. Mahmoud Salah, 31, was injured with a knife round in his right leg. Salah's wounds were described as moderate but stable. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 68 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 52 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats. On Saturday, Israeli gunboats stationed in the sea, north of the Gaza Strip, opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats, forcing them to head back to shore. Similar attacks were reported on Sunday and Monday of this week. During the attacks, Palestinian fishing boats were sailing within 2 to 3 nautical miles of shore. For ANC News, this is Masrat Bajali.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 19th to the 25th, 2016. From the occupied Palestinian territory. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.inc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Iman Abdullah Boba Noura.